Sagt der Mishnah Daf Tes Omid Aleph. Ein choshin shema gira choldo. You don't have to be worried and concerned. You check your house for chometz. You made a cheskas bedika. Cheskas boduk. Maybe a weasel, a mouse, brought a piece of chometz into the place that's already checked. So how do you know that it's cheskas boduk? How do you know it remains with cheskas boduk? Sagt der Mishnah, ein choshin shema gira choldo mi bayis la bayis umi mokul mokum. You don't have to worry about it. He took it from a different home. Why? That means it's ein ledover soif. When are you gonna draw the line? So let's say I checked and I made sure that my other room is also checked. The same time, no chul is passing by, no trespassing. How do I know it's not coming from a different home? And if I checked a different home, my neighbor checked the same time. I don't know a different chutzah didn't come from. That means Gans Klaus has to check the exact same time. It doesn't make sense. Ain't a dove safe. Now Rabbi Chanan says very gishmak. He says like this. He says, we had a machlokes in Daf Beis, machlokes Rashi and Tosis. What's the yesoid of Bdikas Chometz? Rashi says the yesoid of Bdikas Chometz is what? Shal Yavah Bali Ro by Motze. Tosis says the yesoid of Bdikas Chometz is not Shal Yavah, Shal Yad Oyman Bali Ro because you make a bittel. The reason why you check is because you might come to eat it. That's where you check. Zokta b'chonon that if the pshat is shaliyava b'ayro b'ayimotze, so what was the chshash? The chshash includes only if it's the gerira's chulda from a chotzi yisrael, because you're not oivan chomet shalacherim shalacherim ataroya. You're not oivan shalachem of a goy. Masha'en ken according to Toysus with chashash shem yovel oichleno. What's the difference? Who owns the chometz? Shem yovel oichle is still a chashash. So according to Rashi, that the chashash is shel yava bayiro bayimotze. It's only a griyas chulda of a chotz Yisrael, not a chotz akum. Chotz akum ataroy shalachem. Masha'en ken according to Toysus with chashash shem yovel oichle. The griyas chulda could be anywhere, even if all yidden check the same time and there's no problem of chulda trespassing. A chotzer shal akum, he can take it from, and the chashash was much more. The Gemara's, the Havmin or the Mishnah upon him is a much greater chashash, because it's Shema Yavala Oichloi. Shema Yavala Oichloi is anyone's.
Actually, you're afraid that you may be over
Bayro. You're not over Bayro chomet shal akum.
But Yisrael, you are over.
Yeah, because why not? Yisrael, there's a tzad that Yechayev because it's an achrayus. It's shal Yisrael, so you're mutar levayer. But shal akum atoroi. The mute is on shal akum. Zog the Gemara. Time the lechazina de shokal. Only because you didn't see the actual chulda trespassing and walking with a piece of bread. So Rashi says over here, Rashi diba maschu, hochazina, time the lechazina de shokal. Hochazina de shokal chashinon. If you actually see a chulda walking, then avadi yachoshish. Zog Rashi, what's the chash? Hochazinon sheva yosel lekan. If you actually see the chulda walking with a piece of bread and bringing it into your chotzer, into your shos, into your bayis, then avadi yachayish. Now what's the chash? Shema adayin ukan. Maybe the chulda is still here with the piece of bread and he didn't consume it. V'tzach livdoik. V'amai fek demoga neim achalte. So again, zok di gemoga, time the loichazina de shokal. Only because he did not see an actual chulda. That's why you're not choshesh. Ein ledover soif. Hochazina de shokal, if you actually see a chulda walking around with a piece of bread, Chayshinon, Yechayish, that what? That it's still there. Fekmav uboy b'dikin, you have to check. V'amai neim achalte, maybe choshesh. Why do you have to be choshesh that it's still there? Assume that he ate it. What did the chulda take it for if not for eating? What are you taking it not to eat? What is he taking it for? The weasel is taking a piece of chometz in order to eat, not in order to store in his cabinet. So why, what happens not be choshesh? Why do you have to be boydik?
According to the Tosos, was it a problem according to him? The whole reason is why?
This is not Gid Rashi Tosos. According to everyone, it's a problem. According to Rashi also. We're talking about now that a chotzer, assuming it's a chotzer shal Yisrael, if you see an actual chulda walking with a piece of bread from your other home, from your other room, you checked room number one. You checked your kitchen. You didn't check your living room. You see a chulda walking from your living room into your kitchen. So now they have to be checked again if it was checked already? Zok di Gemara, only because you don't see a chulda, it's cheskas boduk. But if you actually see a chulda walking around with a piece of bread, then you have to check. Frek di Gemara, why? Neima chalte. Now Rashi says he actually brought it here. But let's say you just see a chulda walking around with it, They don't have to be choishes that he came into the kitchen. Let's see a chulda roaming around in the dining room. That wasn't checked yet. Do you have to be choishes that he came into the kitchen? Rashi says the chash is only Shevi Oselikan. He actually saw him come into the room that was checked already. In the cheder that was Becheskas Boduk, then you have to be choishes because you actually see him come in. And the reason is because it's really a svek sveka. Why? If you don't see him actually coming in, you see Chulda roaming around in a different room with a piece of bread, it's a suffix if he came in. And even if he came in, maybe he ate it. So when it's a svek sveka, you're not choshed. When you actually see him walking into the kitchen that was Becheskas Boduk, that's when there's a chash of that you have to. And the Gemara is a kasha, maybe he ate it. We'll see soon the Gemara's kasha. But the word in Rashi says every yosai, because if it's not every yosai, it's a svek sveka. Suffix he came into the kitchen, suffix he didn't. And even if he did, maybe he ate it. Now, the etzem, every time we make a bedikas chometz, do we check for a svek sveka? L'chari, we check for a svek sveka. Because every bias is a suffek if there's chometz or not. I don't know for sure. Suffek or not. And suffek if it was eaten by a chulda.
Every house?
Every house. Every place that you check, it's mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. But it's only a suffek. It's not vadai. You're checking for a mokim shemachnisim, which is a suffek. Suffek you check, suffek you didn't. And suffek if you didn't, if there's chometz there or not, maybe it was eaten by a chulda. Okay, I hear. But the Mikdash David says, he says the difference is that's only before you checked. Ein chanami. Before you checked, we take a check for a svek sveka. Before you made a ma'aseh b'dika, then we choshed for a svek sveka. Suffik if it's makim shmachnisin. Suffik if there is, suffik if there isn't. And maybe chulda's ate it. Among chulda's were all over the homes. Masha'enkin, here we're talking about after the b'dika. There was a cheskas bodek in the house already, in this room. And now you see a chulda, and if it didn't walk into the actual room, so then you take it's not a new, you're not going to be mechayev him again. Svek sveka is not a new mechayev. Svek sveka is mechayev you to check the first time around. But not a tzveitamol. I already checked. And now you see a chulda. Zok vashi a viyosoi. If it's not a viyosoi, then it's a svek sveka. Svek sveka is not mechayev to check a tzveitamol. Zok di gemara. Time the lechazin of the shok lechazin of the shok chashin on the boy b'diko. Frek the gemara v'amai. Why do you have to check? Neim achalte. Say the chulda ate it. Miloi tadan. We find a mishnah that says, a mishnah in Olus that says, Meduras ha'akum. If you acquire a home that's owned by a goy, tmeim, you can assume a goy has his wife, a goita, and she had a nafel, she had a miscarriage, she doesn't want to pay money to the funeral home, local funeral home. They bury their children, the nephilim, in their own home. So it's metama. So meduras akum are tmeim. You can assume that there's a baby that's buried over there. V'kame yishe b'modu v'yamodu tzoch b'dika. So you have to check. How long does the Akum have to live in that modur that it's Tom Bedika when the Akum leaves? Zok Gemara Aboim Yoim, 40 days. Why 40 days? Zok Rashi. Kedei Yitzidah Savlad. That's his man that it takes Yitzidah Savlad. It's Mayim Ba'alma before 40 days. So 40 days when she, a woman, after she conceived, and then she had an Eifel, if it's within 40 days, there's nothing to bury. It's not Yitzidah Savlad. If it's 40 days, you can assume that she buried an Eifel and you have to check. Now, the question is, so we're assuming now that, Fakir, I thought you're asking more. Maybe she was pregnant, and then why do you have to wait 40 days? Maybe he's in your home for 2 weeks, but she's already pregnant for 2 months. And Mamela, that's why she has a navel that she buried. Why does that have to be 40 days? We state on Rashi, we only choshed, I mean, the Gemara says, Mem Yoim Yitzilas Avlad, that she wasn't pregnant, she became pregnant when she moved in, and 40 days later, boom, from now on you have to be choshed. What about maybe he was a chnisa, she was already pregnant already before. So some want to say, because roiv yoldois are ben kayomois. So you don't have to be choishish for that she was already, if she was already pregnant, roiv yoldois ben kayomois. Mashenken, to start off, so then we choishish for this man of Yitzhiyas of Lad. Zok the Gemara.
What if she's pregnant?
Roiv
ladies are not pregnant.
Roiv ladies are not pregnant. Why do you say that? Not by us.
but why all of a sudden say she got pregnant during this?
We're choishes for that.
Most of her life, she's not pregnant during the first
40 days. I hear. But we're choishes when you have an akum that it was in the home for 40 days. There was a pregnancy in day number one, and there's a Yetzias of La day number 40, 40 days and on, you have to be choshed. We're not choshed for a pregnant lady. A pregnant lady within 40 days, we're not choshed for Yoldos, Ben Kayomos. Mashenkin over here, you have to be choshed. Okay, I guess beginning of pregnancies, you have to be choshed for more for Nephilim than when they're pregnant already. Pregnant already, then it's... What do you say?
What
tumah
is there?
Tumah akum.
There's no oil on a
tumah
akum.
Zogt Rashi. Milo tanam b'sechus olas. Tmein. Mnei shekoivrin iflein bebateim. Va'akum etamen b'misoson. Af ba'oil l'rabonon. Ul'reshim ben yoichi nami. Da'o makib re'oiv t'chovim. Eina tmein. It's machloikas. B'mago v'masa. Moidu lo yamayit. Ela mitumah oil. D'lo mikru odom. Meaning there's machloikas that got be oil. If it's called odom or not. Rabonon say it is. Reb Shimon ben yoichi says not. But he agrees that what is only from Tumas oil, but Lagabi Mago Masa, yes, we choish for that either, even according to him. But a Koparan Kong to Rabbanu, we choish for oil. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. So a Koparan we see, you have to be biting up to 40 days. Va'api Shein Lo Isha, even bigger Kiddush. The guy doesn't even have a wife. Why? What's a Chash? Zok the Gashi Lefish Chosh Al Aznus. He'll bring in someone else. He's Mizanu with someone. And that lady had a baby or got pregnant. 40 days and on, you have to be choish for a Nefil. Now, you have to be boidik to make sure that it's, the coast is clear. V'chol mokoyim, zok the Mishnah. V'chol mokoyim, shechulde v'chazi yichoyin lahaloich. And whenever a chulde can get into that home, or a chazir likes to eat nefolim, ein etzorich b'dika. So we have a bomb kasha. Here we see that whenever the mokoyim chulde v'chazi, you don't have to be boidik. And here we say that time the loy chazin of the shokal, why not name an achle? Here we're saying a home that there's a chulde v'chazin of the check because he ate up the corpse or whatever is left over from this nafel, this miscarriage. And here we're saying that even if you see it, you still have to be bitey because you don't say name achalte. Zok de gemara, omer abzera, depends what he eats. It's very picky in what he eats, the chulde. Omer abzera loy kasha, hobe bosa, hobe lechem. Big difference. When he has a piece of meat, the chazir doesn't leave anything over. A miscarriage is a piece of basar. Basar, he eats. So you don't have to, nobody to check, nothing left over. Masha Enke, when it comes to lechem, he takes a few bites. He leaves over for later. He doesn't need that that's don't have such an appetite for lechem. On Pesach, we're chosh for lechem. So if you see the chulda, then you don't say achalte. Zok di gemoga. Now, Tosha says this talking about boss and the fallen. The Rochich. Oma Rove. Hi, Mai. Zog the Mora, Hi, Mai. Meaning, what's Bichlal the Kasha? Bishlema Hosom, Ema, Have, Ema, Loi Have. By the case of Bidika, when it comes to a Chulda by a Nefel, Ema, Have, Ema, Loi Have. We don't know if there was a bichlala a miscarriage over here. V'imtim zalei mahava ema chalte. So that's why you don't have to check. B'makom shechulde v'chazim mitzuyin, because it's not negeya. It's a svek sveka. Ema hava ema loy hava v'la hava ema chalte. Aval hocha devadi de chazino de shokal. Here you see we're talking about time of the chazino. If you see it for sure over here, devadi chazino de shokal miyem ena chalte. Have a sofik v'vadai v'in sofik moitz v'vadai. So you have a very simple difference. Over there, it's a sex veka. Ema have, ema loy have. Who said? By the case of the miscarriage. Maybe it was a miss, maybe it wasn't. And if there was, maybe it was eaten, maybe it wasn't. Sex veka, what do you have to check? The makam shechulda mitzuya. My shengen over here, it's not a suffix. We see a chulda walking around with a piece of bread. The Gemara says, tam loy chazino. But if he's chazino, the shakal b'choshed. And we have to check for the marikasha, maybe a chalte. It's only one suffix. It's a suffix if he ate it in Nevada that there's bread over here. You see him walking around with bread. Zok v'ashi coming into your room. So if he came into your room, you have to check because it's a vadai. And you don't know if he ate it for sure. Zok the mogah ain't sovik moitz vadai. Zok the gemara, the ain't sovik moitz vadai. V'otanya, you tell me ain't sovik moitz vadai. Now, Tosis right away says, Meduras akum is reshus hayochid. And we know the halacha is, kol sveka shatamar reshus hayochid svekon tomei. So why do we say over here that it's you don't have to check? V'yesh loymar the loydomi hach sveka l'shas sveka. That ma'is l'lamei ma'shiyei boi nefel Why say that there's a nafel? V'domi l'sofik bia. Inami eim achalte odif mishas fekus. The sofik arogilu v'kov levadai. So he's saying here there's reasons to assume that it's for sure ate it. It's kov levadai that he ate it. And likewise, amayzach l'meimah shei b'nafel, it's a vayt l'sofik. So it's not a regular din of sofik mishas ayochid, that's fekus tomei. Zok the Gemara. You're telling me that sofik is not moitzim levadai. I'll ask you from a fairish b'raiz of a state. We had it earlier. V'atanya, chover shemeis v'niach megurim alei peiros, a chover always takes off trumas and maizes. He died. Even if it's the day that he plucked the fruit and the food items, the fruit from the field, and it's brought into his home, and he left over megurim alei peiros, afilu b'nei yoimen, even if it's one day old, ha'arein b'cheska mesukonim, you can assume trumas and maizes were taken off. In fact, why do you assume for sure? V'hocha devadei tvila, hani peira, it's for sure tevel, right? V'sofik musorin, he died. You don't know if he took off or not. It's Sofik Ma'usa. And yet we say, V'sofik loy musorin, because it's Sofik Ma'itzim Nevadai. And we assume that it's Becheskas Mesukonim. It's Vadai Tevel, and it's Sofik Musorin. Why do you say Sofik Ma'itzim Nevadai? And to the Gemara, the obvious teretz is a big difference. Hosom Vadai Vevadaihu. It's Vadai Tevel, and it's Vadai Ma'usar. You know for sure a Chover takes off. A Chover does not leave any Paris that are not Mesukin, even the day that he died. You can assume it was done the exact same day. So it's not a Sofek, it's a Vadai that's Ma'usar. So the Gemara holds on Vadai Vevadaihu. The Vadai Ma'askir, the Pchanina Chazoi. The Omer Pchanina Chazoi. Chazok al Chover, Shein Moitzim, Tachzor, Dover, Shein Mesukin. A Chover does not let something that's not Mesukin out of his hand, so it's a Vadai Ma'usarim. That's one teretz. So la'olam we're saying ain't sofik moitzim nevadai, and that's why Taka by the chulda when you see that chazino he has a piece of bread in his mouth and he's going into your zok rashi of yosalikan, it's a vadai and it's a sofik and you have to be boidik. I the case of nefolim is a sfek sveka. Sofik if she had a miscarriage, sofik she didn't, and even if she did, maybe the chulda ate it. So not sofik moitzim, so it's a sfek sveka. I we know that sofik. We see chovish ameis. It's vadim misukonim. It's a sofek if he took off. Teretz no. It's a vadai he took off. A chover for sure takes off trumas and maizes. It's not even a sofek. Zok the Gemara. That's one teretz. V'boy seima sofek v'sofeku. Why? The whole case of the chovish ameis. The reason why it's mutter is not because of vadai v'vadai. And we don't see that sofek might be vadai. No. Zogimoga Dilma Mikora, it's his amos, Viboy's aim is Sofik Vesofiku. The case of Tevel is a Sofik Gufa. Who says it's Tevel Bechal? Dilma Mikora, Amor Deloy Tvila. Maybe it wasn't even Tevel in the first place. Why? Krab Oishia, like Krab Oishia says, the Omega Bi Oishia, Mayrim Odom Al Tvuosa, a person can make a harom on his Tvua. If you bring it in the shaft, if you bring it before it's a final finished product, then you're not chayiv in chumas and maizes in the first place. So it's possible that it's not even chayiv in chumas. So it's a suffik if it's b'chal tevel. So it's a suffik b'suffik. So that's why it's misukonim. Why would he do that? After all, Tosfos Rid right away says, a chover doesn't do this to patra himself, to be mafkia the chiyuv. He doesn't do that to mafkia chivim. He wants to be mechayiv himself. Doesn't mechayiv lifter. He does it shouldn't be a takolof b'nei beisai. He doesn't want in his home tvolim because avada is not choshed to be mafkia chivim, but he doesn't want tevel, and that's why he's ma'irim. He doesn't want in his home tevel that his b'nei beisai might eat it before he takes off. So ma'irim on matvos machlis b'moitshlo kedesh te behemtoy oichelas b'tugum in amaiser a behema. If a person eats a b'terach kva, then it doesn't make a difference if you mayrim, but a behemtoy is taka not chayev if it's mayrim in such a way b'moitshelo and it's potem in a meiser, and that's why taka we say tu tirutzi my chover, we assume that it's not a problem either because vade vevade for sure takes off or it's bechala sofik in the first place, but la'olam sofik is not moitzim nevadai, and that's why when you see a chulda walking with vade with a piece of bread, even though it's a room that's ready b'cheskas boduk, you have to check again zok rashi have also likan. Because then, Taka, you have to check again. We'll stop over here for the bottom of the moment.